Hi, this is Emily the Songbird, and I'm deeply grateful to be here today with my honored guest, Dower Perez. Perez, did I pronounce that correct?
Yes, correct.
Yes. I practiced before I came on. So Dower is a dear friend of mine, and he is also a dance teacher in Santa Barbara. He teaches a number of things. He teaches Cuban salsa and LA salsa, and he has a whole host of classes and inspiration that he offers to this amazing community. But he's also so much more. He's a teacher and he's a seeker. And so today we have the topic of leading with your heart. And so, Dower, I'm very, very excited to have you on today. Welcome.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yay.
Oh my God, it's such an amazing opportunity to share a little bit of like what we have in our heart. And thank you for inviting me.
Definitely. Absolutely.
It's my honor too.
Wonderful. Well, this topic came about from a class that I was taking with Dower. It was a salsa class, and we were doing a crossbody lead. So, Dower, do you wanna actually, before we do crossbody lead and before we go into this topic, I want to know a little bit more about your roots with dancing. How did you start?
God. My roots on dancing.
Yeah.
I think that probably started when I was in the belly of my mama. because Cubans, I'm from Cuba.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What part of Cuba?
A small town in the western side of Cuba. Eastern part of Cuba, called Las Tunas. The island is long, and we are really far away of Havana, the capital. But again, Cuba, I think that everybody have done some steps, and it's very frequent that families come in and gather like in here. But in here, I have noticed that there is like more focus on having amazing conversations, right? Which is something that I love about this culture. In our gatherings, there is a focus to play domino, play music, and dance. That's kind of like a little bit more of like focus, yeah. And so probably when I was at the belly, my mom's was doing some steps, and definitely like the in my life, like the first times were in all those nights in the neighborhood where there was those gatherings, but you know, like more kind of like the whole town is there, and there is all these parties that you know people are walking on the streets. There are no traffic because you know that's a controlled environment, and there are, you know, every corner or every block has a different kind of music. And I do remember, you know, like first memory that comes to mind right now is being super surprised and amused by breakdancing. And there was one of my friends that was like really good at it. We were like, you know, breakdance is, it has this kind of movements that break dance. and have this amazing way to stop the articulations, and then it does stops and breaks, like you go creating flow through your body, and I was like, whoa. And he was very good, and he started teaching us some small routines that we would do then next on the weekends when we go to have those parties, and then we would watch more advanced dancers. And we were like, wow, that's amazing. And we are trying, and we try, and we get there, right? And then the next parties, we were actually like really kind of like out there. Like, we will not be in a corner. We will be the kind of guys that will be like, you know, in the center, like doing our stuff. Yeah. And it was so fun, so fun. And of course, that brings you to the next level, which is like you're comfortable already moving.
Yes. So yes.
It's key.
Yeah, and that is really key. And I remember ever since I was a little girl, I was always loved to dance, and I didn't care. Like, that was the freest. My dad and I used to go in the basement, and he would turn on country music, and I would just let my spirit fly.
Exactly.
And there was nothing. I mean, there are people who are very inhibited in terms of movement.
Yes.
But it sounds like you weren't, and I definitely wasn't either. No. Mm-hmm. And so it is. It's very natural.
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Once you reach that level, and different people come from to that level, to that moment, in different ways. There is, you know, definitely family, you know, will make an influence on that.
Yeah.
School as well.
Yes.
So every piece of the environment when we are growing up, will do favor. Or, you know, like, place obstacles in how we perceive as an individual our freedom to move.
Absolutely, right? Freedom to move. Yeah. And I learned when I was living in Portugal this concept called body armoring. Mm-hmm. And so what I discovered is when I was performing and I had terrible performance anxiety for a really long time, my body, it's that fight, flight, or freeze, that it would just freeze. Mm-hmm. And so it's interesting, and we talked about before the podcast just how mechanical, and this is an interesting concept that, and interesting you were talking about the breakdancing too, because breakdancing has some mechanical nature to it.
Right, yes.
So you have, and I remember when you take your breaks, when I'm in your class, you do, it's interesting you said the breakdancing, because do those kind of moves.
Absolutely.
And I've never been able to do that kind of move. So such articulation and ability to stop, which is interesting because music has that too, right? Where you're flowing and then you stop, right? So it's an interesting crossover. So, but that flow, so... Interesting how we were talking about the breaks and then this concept of leading with the heart. So maybe we'll kind of gear in this direction of what that really means and what we both discovered from that aha moment. Yes.
Yeah. I think that we know what, like, we know the move. We know that we have the capability to move. And this is real in life circumstances and a dance class. Mm-hmm. when you're performing a dance routine or performing a musical place, or when you are actually competing at a sport level, like, mm-hmm. we know that we can actually go through not only simple move, complex move, and we can actually associate those moves with other people, synchronize it with other people. We can, synchronize it with music. It's unbelievable how much, you know, like, we are capable to do with move, right?
Yes.
Now, like, really, like, connecting the move with within.
Yes. Yes.
Is what I call, like, leading with your heart. From now that we, you know, like, we discovered that night. I remember that night before we were talking about leading with your heart. I remember that night. I said, hey, in the last social dancing, I saw you, I had time to look at your movement, and I saw that you were doing this jump step, where I'm noticing that still there is this energy that needs to, and we start talking about energy, yeah. and we talk about yeah. start talking about the flow.
Yes.
And that was actually like super lucky that we were, you know, like super focused, and that night we had the time to be by ourselves, and we can explore, like, and when I was, you know, like telling you, like, you should move this way, and when I was leading, and I, like, giving you the right amount of momentum and correcting that step, you know, we both were noticing that it was the energy that I was talking about that would create that flow. It was coming from within.
Absolutely.
And then
yes.
you start expressing that in
yes.
your body.
Yes.
And I start noticing that it was starting to connect with the energy that I was, you know, like offering.
And it's such a subtle,
yes.
it's so subtle, mm-hmm. And it, but it's so key, because I remember when we were doing that, so we were doing the crossbody lead, which essentially the followers walking past the lead
yes.
and turning around,
basically yes,
just
exactly.
walking, but it's how you walk, it's how you move.
Yes.
And I remember you telling me that, you know, well, I felt like I was being pulled, and you
yes.
said, no, you are walking in your own energy.
Yeah.
And I just, like, that whole thing was so key, because this lead follower energy, this masculine feminine energy, mm-hmm. it's so powerful when we walk with that, you know, with that heart leading the way, which we
yes.
didn't even have a name for it yet
yeah,
until
exactly.
my mom coined it, right?
Yeah, a couple of days later.
Yeah, but it was such a different feel.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about that today as I was moving, because when we feel, and there's this great TED talk by a social scientist, I'm trying to think of her name, but she talked about body language, and especially when we feel insecure, how do we move, right? We cave in, we pull our heart in, right? We cross our arms across our chest. And so when we're feeling that insecurity, is exactly when we need to pull forth that internal courage and power
yes.
from the heart, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that shifts everything.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, yes. And I mean, like, dancing definitely will put you on the spot.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And this move, the crossbody lead as well, is like, it is, you know, for people that don't know, salsa, we just need to say that it is a very simple move. It's a basic move.
Yes.
At a partner level. And still, it gives you the opportunity to, you know, like, to be on your own.
Yes.
Even
yes.
if you are handing, you have the other person's hands.
Yes.
And you have the other person, if you are a follower leading, or if you are leading, you have the other person following. It is about owning and that move. It is about owning that move. And if you are whatever you are feeling when you are dancing, and, you know, like, you are taking ownership of your movement. So whatever you are feeling in that moment, you can actually coin. I can even, like, make this statement as strong as I can sound. It is what will happen in life when you're moving.
Yes, absolutely.
If you're feeling afraid, if you're
absolutely.
Feeling if you're feeling confused.
Absolutely.
When you're moving in life,
yeah.
You will experience the same thing when you're moving as a dancer, right?
Yeah.
And so
yes.
it is a great way to dancing. It is a great way to explore what is within you.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And, like, and to practice.
Absolutely.
Things. To practice using your heart through life, right?
That's why I so appreciate your guidance in dancing, because I have loved dancing and I've taken different dance classes through my life, but you are the first teacher for me that really connected me, and the explanation that you just shared is exactly the same kind of sense when you're at the piano or you're at the guitar or you're, you know, because it is the movement, and that's what I'm focusing so much now with myself as I'm, you know, getting out there on these stages, and also with my students, is that, you know, they're so focused on getting the notes right. They're so focused on, you know, hearing the song, but it's actually about, and I say this all the time, is you are the music. You are the dance, right? Yes. You are the music. And so everything outside of you is an expression. The instruments are, they are expressing the energy and the emotion that you are feeling. So it's your internal experience that comes out, and people will feel the difference. If you're afraid and you're out there and you want people to like you, that's what you're going to emit. If you're out there and you're like, I'm owning this movement, right? Exactly. I'm leading with my heart. I'm feeling so exhilarated, right? Yes. It's so interesting that you broke down that movement, because the whole combination we did this lovely social dance in Buellton. That was so fun. But I did notice, I mean, I was flying across the floor. I was having so much fun, but I did notice that I was losing my balance sometimes. Uh-huh. And you had talked about that, right? In terms of when we're in that center, when we're holding that space, and it's so, again, it's so subtle, because it's not about rigidity. It's about centeredness. It's about balance. It's about flow, right?
Yes. Well said.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It is amazing how what we perceive as spectators, when we are watching the dancers, right? When we are the ones that are sitting on the table in the party, and we see these people, or they're moving and having fun.
Yeah.
It is so amazing how we don't realize what are the elements that are in that.
Right.
Right. And you just mentioned one of those very important elements, and again, we can apply that for life. And this, the balance. Balance is first and foremost the one thing that you need to keep when you're dancing. Instead of thinking on a step, if you think on a step, balance, step, step, balance, step. So that would be, like another level of understanding, because balance will bring flow, will bring movement.
Yes.
And then when you add that to that mix, you bring the energy.
Yes.
Then it's when, you know, like, dancing start happening. That's when life start happening. I mean, like, we are not gonna get, you know, philosophical in here, otherwise we will need, like,
why not? I
hours,
love that. Bring it on.
But I mean, how this universe got created, right?
Absolutely. Like, go for it. I mean, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is that. It's like, you know, you have a lot of elements, a lot of components, a lot of moving pieces that, you know, get in balance. Because of the forces that are, you know, within or without or around.
Yes. Yes.
And then, you know, like all this flow that keep happening and the energy that comes into the equation, you know, by the end, like we were wanting, some people will call this God, other people, you know, God's creation. Other people will call this like, you know, the Bimban, etc.
Yes.
But, I mean, just think about it. It's like, that's how life actually happens.
Yes.
And yes. And that's how an embryon becomes in a baby, and then how that baby comes into the light of life itself, and then how that baby starts, you know, just growing up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. And so when you play music, well, there's a concept called the music of the spheres, right? Music of the spheres that aligns all of the planets and everything, and that we are part of that music of the spheres.
Exactly.
And that music of the spheres is vibration, right? It's energy. And there's a great quote by William Blake, and you were just speaking about this, and I had just taken a note from a book that I read, so I was trying to find it as you were speaking because it excited me. It was all about those elements and how they come together. So if I can find it, I will share it. But yes, absolutely. So
yeah.
And when we have, again, going back to that idea of meaning, right? Creating meaning. So
yeah, yeah.
When we align, when we are in balance, then we are open to feel and experience that music of the spheres through us, the whole universal energy. And that connects us first and foremost internally and then with everyone around us, right?
Yes.
So yes. That's really powerful too.
Yes. Yeah, because, I mean, like what is, it always comes to me when we are having this kind of conversations, like this, old saying, that is actually a question, and it's, you know, to bring philosophy usually in conversations like this, it's like, what was first, the egg or the chicken? right,
exactly, yeah.
We have, of course, a biological answer to this,
right? Absolutely.
It is balance first, or is flow first, or is energy?
Yeah.
I really like what you said. You said to be open, right?
Yes.
So if you are dancing, if you are snowboarding, if you are playing piano, and you are open,
yes.
If you trust the energy, trust the movement, flow will start popping up.
Yes.
Balance will start popping up. Then you use that flows that came in, you use that balance that is there, and then you start adding, like, because balance is already there, then you start adding energy, and then it goes on and on and on and on and on. And on.
Yes yeah. I found the quote.
Yeah,
so it's by William Blake, and it's it says, to waken this okay, so William Blake, he thought of the artist as a whole man or woman, someone with utter faith in the conversation, alert to the forces that stream around us. Mm-hmm. To awaken this inner artist, we must assume a certain shape that puts us in conversation with the elements. Mm-hmm. We must cultivate a kind of faith in the moving energies around us, mm-hmm. and the way they to come to our aid, give us lift no matter our circumstances or difficulties.
Yes.
So that was kind of a beautiful way to put that, wasn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's from a book. I love David White. Have you ever heard of David White?
No.
He wrote a book called Crossing the Unknown Sea, Work as a Pilgrimage of Identity.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, and to be able to articulate that, right? Mm-hmm. And so the work of the inner artist, and I heard something, I think it was yesterday or this morning, about about that the mystic is the one who has the awareness. And I think that's the thing that I would call you a mystic dancer. Like I would call you a mystic. And that's why I resonated right from the beginning, because I do that in music. I'm a mystic musician. I mean, there are a lot of people that play music. There are lots of people that dance and they can do the movements. They can find the flow, but you have this ability to go deep into that space, into the movement, into those elements, and then articulate it in a way that you can, it's like an alchemical process. It's that, you know, it's the same thing that I do in music. And so I think we have that crossover. Yeah. It's like, that's a deep conversation, a really deep conversation that people aren't necessarily always aware of, you know?
And also, it's, you know, it's about decisions that we had to make as human beings. Everybody have a relationship with time. Everybody have a relationship with you know, with meaning. And so, and consciousness, right? Like, do you choose to move through your day in a more fast paced, then you are sacrificing a little bit of understanding and little depth. I then suggest that maybe try to read the blog, try to listen to this kind of podcast, like this one that we are doing. So this knowledge comes to you in a way that if you didn't have the time to do what you and me do, like at least get that information, because our souls are so sensitive that can be, you know, touched by anything, like, you know, a reading or a listen. But yeah, I do agree that there are a lot of dancers out there that they actually, I admire their technique, absolutely. And they have beauty on the movement. They are amazing. Yes. They are professional. They are great. And yet, I definitely will tell them, you know, like, stop for a second on that flow. You know, like, yo, freeze time for a second when you are in that flow. The same way that I will call any human being, like, you know, regularly froze all the reality for a second. When you are in motion and look at the magic that what is happening. And that's, I think that there, because of I have that tendency to do that. I accept that. I was like, yeah, you're mystical. It's true. I definitely
and
do that.
You know, what's interesting is that there was this concept, this perception. I'm really about shifting perception, and that's happening with my work and my life. And so, you know, being seen as a beginner teacher, because we talked about that. You always going back to the beginning. I do the same thing with everybody. But it's that beginner. Beginner's mind, right? In Zen, it's like that beginner's mind. And so when we're in that beginner's mind, there's openness. There's space. We let go of all, because I, you know, when you wanted to stop me with that movement, I was like, no, I want to go through the combination. I want to keep going. I'm like, we were moving. And then you were like, no, stop. And I, you know, it's the same thing in music and the silence. When you rest in music, it's the rest and it's the movement that creates the music. Mm-hmm. It's the patterning of that. And I think in dance, there's not as much of the stopping. I mean, in the salsa and that kind, I mean, you're moving, but it's the silence within. It's that space inside that you can create, right?
Yeah, totally. It's only apparently there is no stopping. There is not silence. There is a lot of stopping and a lot of silence in movement.
Yeah.
when we are dancing.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's it is really a matter of, you know, move plus move plus stop plus move plus stop plus silence what you are doing.
Yeah.
It just have an apparent, you know, constant flow.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely a discovering process as music. Yeah. Like we think of music when we are listening to Chopin or any like hip hop song or contemporary, we think of music as this entity that comes to us that we perceive as like, oh great, what a great song. We are not aware all the time that there are notes playing, and that between note and note there are silence.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Could be silence. And then there are many instruments doing that.
Yeah.
And then you have the harmony.
Yes.
And then you have this entity that comes to us through our ears and through our soul.
Yes.
And then we perceive it as music. It's the same with dancing. It's the same. And I think that you were touching something in there that that it is the beginner mind. One of the things that I have worked through the last 2 years is this concept that I call the pre-beginner stage of learning. Mm-hmm. And this is it is precisely about that. It's like, you like, actually it's not only when you are starting the learning process in one skill, in this case dancing, but again it could happen in music, could happen in a sport, surfing, anything, and this pre-beginner mindset is like how our mind will face and work with this element of the skill that we are trying to learn at that beginner stage. And it's so beautiful how it is so true that beginners are open.
Yeah.
Normally, usually beginners at any level, at any skill are open. More than intermediate and advancers. And this is one thing that I think that will stop someone to, you know, to be great on any skill by losing that openness.
Absolutely.
So it is super important to whatever is the skills that you're learning, like always, you know, like as you progress learning these, like, you know, learning how to handle those elements that are within that skill that you are, like, really come back to that mindset.
Absolutely.
You know, like, really, like, come back to that openness.
Absolutely. And you know? That actually, and I think we're going to come to a close with this, but I want to come back to when we talk about that openness, it's, to me, it comes back to that concept of leading with the heart.
Yes,
and so
I want to
give credit to my mom because,
yes, thank you, mom.
Because she was the one I demonstrated the two different ways of walking across the floor with the crossbody lead. And both my mom and stepdad said that, you know, they immediately noticed the difference.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, and she was a dancer. She she almost went into the professional field of dancing, but she said, oh yeah, you're leaded. The second one, you led with the heart.
Uh-huh.
And so, and to me, this kind of brings it full circle because in order to be open through all of our disappointments, our hurts, everything in life that is just thrown at us in a certain way, even though we are attracting it in another way, but we have a tendency to close our hearts.
Totally. Sure.
Right? Exactly. And so if we are able to have the courage, right? Le cœur, I know I mispronounced that. I used to know French. But anyway, the word for heart in French, and it represents, it means courage, right? Mm. So when we open our hearts and whether it's on the dance floor, whether it's with the guitar or the piano or in conversation, mm-hmm. which is something I've so appreciated. I think we learned as we started to have conversation that we had a really open-hearted way
yes.
of communicating that mm-hmm. helped us to both feel safe and inspire us, mm-hmm. right?
Absolutely, yes.
So, so I would love, I'm excited too because I wrote a blog from this conversation called Lead With Your Heart. And so I think people can click on from the podcast to listen, you know, to read the blog, which would be really neat. And would love to know, how can people get a hold of you to learn from you, to take classes? You have a whole, you know, way to do that. So how would they do that if they're inspired?
Well, if you are inspired and you want to get in touch with us, I have a dance academy. I name it after a very common Cuban phrase that is ¿Qué voy a hacer? It's like, what's up?
Oh, that's what it means.
Yeah, ¿Qué voy a? What's up?
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Because I think that, you know, when you go to the dance floor and you invite someone random, you know, to have 3 minutes, 5 minutes dancing, you are actually like paying attention to a random person in your existence, and you will be a random person in their existence. And that moment is like basically two souls saying like, hey, what's up, right? Because you get connected, you yeah. start feeling the other person,
yeah.
like there is all that sharing of information.
Yeah.
So my dance academy, Que Vuelta, has a website. We are at this moment building an online learning program.
Yeah.
There is a link out there. There is another link to explore our services. We offer all kind of private lessons and classes. Usually the information is there. Hit the button of contact us or the chat, ask us anything that you want. And probably the email and the phone number is there. I'm always available for anyone that wants to learn to dance.
That yeah. is for sure. So my message to everyone, if you're listening to this and you are interested in dancing, but maybe you have a little trepidation, I would highly recommended Dower because it is
Thank
the
you,
minute that you step in the class, you feel safe. And for me, that's really important because, when you feel safe, you feel inspired. It's a beautiful, he has a way of creating such a beautiful community of all shapes, sizes, ages, genders, and it just, we all
yeah.
come together in this loving space. And so,
I'm so lucky to have you all part of my community and to have you with such an amazing open heart and, you know, all this way to bring inspiration to all of us.
Thank you.
Yes,
so much.
It's a blessing. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. Oh, well, all right. Well, we'll close with this. And this is Emily the Songbird. I think the best way to get a hold of me is through my email, which is E and my last name, Yurchesen, Yurchesen. That's my last name at gmail.com. And you can also visit my website, emilysongbird.com. So we wish you happy holidays and celebrating you through music and dance, and hope you have a magical and musical day. Many blessings. Mm-hmm.